Welcome everyone to the Redevelopment Agency meeting being held here on March 18th at 6:30 at Centerville City Hall. We got the Centerville Corporate Park assignment agreement on lot 1 and lot 201 on our agenda tonight. Lisa, do you want to give us some background on that that you have online?
Yes, thank you. The RDA recently consented to a second amendment to the Centerville Corporate Park subdivision plat. Has been approved by the City Council, I think, in your meeting in January. And as part of that, we have a number of governing documents regarding the property. And as you recall, Marketplace 24 LLC has purchased two of the lots, lot 1, soon to be 1A, and 201, soon to be 201A, from the J&S Purpura LLC. So we're just trying to clean this up and make sure that the new owner, Marketplace 24, is a party to all of these documents. So we're just assigning the rights to this one, and you'll see the same application agenda item on your City Council meeting. But staff is just recommending that we approve this assignment agreement, and we will likely record this soon prior to the plat, because the assignment agreement is only referring to lot 1 and 201. And then we'll record the plat, creating lot 1A and lot 201.
And before you start asking questions, thank you, Lisa. Let me do a roll call.
Summer Hayes present.
Heyman present.
Hurst present.
Plummer present.
And
Meekum present.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know if she would be here or not. Thank you, Robin. So we have all five directors present. Okay. So
and
getting that out of the way. Continue.
Also, just wanted to let you know that Michael Petra-George from MTC and Marketplace 24 is here. He's the attorney for MTC and Marketplace. So if you have any questions, he's happy to answer them. But this one's an easy one.
So, Lisa, I just had a question as it relates to 8.2 on the management. It talks about a three-quarters vote, and we are a lot owner, a voting member of this plat, or is it of this association, vis-a-vis the CenterPoint Theater. Is that correct?
Yes. That is not this agenda item. That's either both the grant of easements and the bylaws. I don't think we talk about the manager in this assignment agreement. We're just
maybe I skipped ahead. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You're right. Yep.
But we can get to that. Yeah, the next one.
And that was part of my other question is, you probably have these on the agenda based off of order, flow of order, but they're all related one to another.
Right, in the order that we want them recorded.
Okay.
Michael, since we have you here, do you want to add anything? And then the directors can ask questions of you and Lisa.
No, I think Lisa Romney did a good job explaining what the purpose of the assignment and assumption agreement is. It's just really to make sure we could become a party to those governing documents. I'm happy to address the other ones as we hit those in order as well, but nothing further on the assignment and assumption agreement.
Okay, thank you. So, questions on the assignment and assumption agreement? More than what you've had so far? So, Lisa, are we voting on that right now?
Yes, since you are a party, just approving the assignment and assumption agreement and authorizing the...
Yeah, because it's the RDA, not a work session. So if there's no further questions, what about a motion from one of the directors on this assignment assumption agreement?
I'll make a motion that we approve the assignment assumption agreement between the city, RDA, J&S Purpura Ventures, LLC, and Marketplace 24, LLC. For lot 1 and lot 201 of the Centerville Corporate Park.
Second.
Motion a second. Further discussion? Let's vote. Director Summerhays.
Aye.
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 Passed unanimously. Okay, let's move to item number 2. This is amended and restated grant of easements. So, Lisa, more on that one, or?
Yes, so this is one of the governing documents recorded against all the property within the Corporate Park subdivision, of which the RDA owns Lot 3, and Marketplace 24 owns Lot 1, soon to be Lot 1A, and Lot 201, soon to be Lot 201A. So Mr. Petrogeorge really took the laboring oar on this one, and just trying to bring these up to speed. I looked back, I think these were adopted in 2000. So 25 years ago. And so they referred to actually developing the parcel and looking forward to developing the island parcel. And so it's really interesting to see what we were expecting and how well it turned out. But anyway, so we're taking out a number of those provisions that, you know, like the island parcel, I think we left in a little bit on the parking, but, you know, if it's not used as a sit-down restaurant, those rights go away. And we now know that there's a bank there. Probably shouldn't bring that up. then we also have, we were bringing up to speed the parties, again, adding Chick-fil-A and adding the fact that the Chick-fil-A was also an amendment, and that's Lot 202. So now we're using 202 and using 1A and 201A throughout, and also now naming them the amended and restated grant of easements, as well as the amended and restated bylaws, which we'll talk about next. So a lot of those are not substantive changes, but I think Councilmember Summerhays has already highlighted one substantive issue, which is the management. And so MTC was proposing, because there's actually a nonprofit owners association of which we're a member, but for a number of years, we have not been meeting the annual meeting requirement for corporations, and essentially MTC was doing the laboring oar again on all maintaining, you know, hiring a landscaping company and the snow plow, and then each other owner pays in their proportionate pro rata share of square footage of building. And then when they sold with J&S Purpura, it's sort of like no one picked up the ball. And so MTC is willing to pick up the ball again and go with this, but they probably realize how much work it is and they would like to hire or have the authority to hire a professional manager, which I think the documents did contemplate, but this also says that we hereby delegate to that manager. We're not even going to discuss it. We're going to delegate to the manager and have them run with it, and we're also going to allow a fee. The original draft was just giving it all to MTC, but we kind of said, I think the RDA is going to want a little bit more say in this, so we added, from the RDA standpoint, added back in, let's just have this three-quarter, you know, if we don't like the current manager or the way it's going, or even some of the powers that are delegated, the RDA will retain one vote. So you could vote with Chick-fil-A and, you know, anyway, you can get the numbers. There's four owners in that, and
so is there Marketplace four owners with five votes?
Let's see, yeah.
Is that what you're
Chick-fil-A,
saying?
Chick-fil-A, well, right now there's Chick-fil-A, RDA, and then Marketplace 24 owns two lots. But they do intend on potentially selling.
They get one lot, one vote per lot, correct?
Right.
And then the center point has a.
Well, and it, yeah, right.
Well, is that the vote for the RDA?
Well, that's where I'm going, Gina.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So is the RDA get the vote and the center point theater gets the vote?
No, just one per.
Okay, so there's a total of four votes based off of the four lots.
Yeah. Four votes, four lots. Yeah. Okay.
And right now, the owners association, I think the officers, I think we have our city manager, our city recorder, our administrative services director. So anyway, in talking with staff, I think we're okay to hand this over. It's not, I think historically MTC has been taking care of the landscaping and doing a really good job and taking care of the snow plowing. And I think it's in everyone's best interest to reduce those costs. So it seems like a low risk, and we've retained that one vote in case we don't like or want to make a change. So let me just look at my list. We eliminated some language about the island parcel and added our governmental immunity clause and our specific performance limitations. So With that, I think from my standpoint, we're satisfied with these amendments, and if Mr. Petrogeorge has anything to add, he's certainly welcome to.
The one thing I would add, just to make clear, is that within those documents, it's all the parking easements. Those have not changed, so all the parking access remains as it has been, with the theater being able to use that parking in the parking garage at night for the performances and whatnot. I think part of the reason for us wanting to clean up that document is that I think there were up to 7 amendments, and with all the different party changes, we thought it's just time to pull this together into one document. Part of the reason we bought the 2 properties back is because we were feeling that the owner of those 2 buildings prior to us, or in between MTC and Marketplace, had really not kept up on the maintenance the way that it should be. And so it's really important for Marketplace, MTC, you know, developed this property, built those buildings. It's very important for its corporate office to maintain that appearance. And so just being able to have that officially within our responsibility to do that, subject to being, you know, removed if needed by the votes, we felt like that was a way to make sure that going forward, it's very clear how that's going to be done. And even after if we sell one of the 2 properties, it would still be Marketplace would still have that responsibility for the whole complex to make sure that there's consistency with how that's done.
I'll just ask a question, because this may be staff and yourself, but in terms of ongoing property management, landscape, snow removal, parking lot surfaces at some point in the future, if we have to do a slurry seal and or full replacement in 10 or 15 years? So any other items?
The parking's a little bit of a hybrid. So the general parking, yes, but the parking garage is the responsibility of lot 1 and lot 2.
Correct. I was going to go there as well. So that answers that question. But I'm trying to think of any other property management, lighting or electrical that runs through the property.
Correct. Making sure that light bulbs are working, all that kind of stuff. you know, if there were to be some sort of a massive, you know, or an issue where landscaping pipe or whatever in those common areas were to burst, we would be taking care of making sure that those got repaired. But you've covered the highlights, I think.
Okay. And then compensation, we just, at least in the red lines, I just see a reasonable fee. There is not a set amount, and I don't know how to determine that. In the commercial world, it kind of varies depending on actually rents collected typically in a building, and where it's a shared owners association, it's tough to define what that amount may be.
Yeah, I mean, I think I honestly can't say what the fee would be. I mean, I know there are portions of that Marketplace will do itself, and then some that will be contracted out. So I think we would have to bring that fee to the board, and the board would have to approve that fee. So there would be control over whether it's a reasonable fee before it's paid. Okay.
Any reason why we didn't say, this is me being a faux attorney, but is any reason why we didn't say commercially reasonable fee as opposed to reasonable fee?
I'm not opposed to commercially reasonable.
Okay.
What is the nuance there? Help me understand that.
I just see it in all of my documents as it relates to real estate transactions.
So. I mean, I think technically the nuance is what would a commercial party view as reasonable versus, say, maybe a residential or a layperson would view as commercial. That's how I distinguish those 2 terms. But this is a commercial operation, so I think
it allows for at least a comp to other potential commercial developments of similar scope.
Yeah. I see. Yeah, that makes some sense. I just, out of curiosity, this is something I notice in shared areas like this. Sometimes we see potholes and whatnot of these roads that go into these areas. Is that, how are you planning to deal with those? Fix them, divide it up amongst the group?
So are you talking about within the complex itself? Not the surrounding roads.
That's a shared. That would be a shared association.
It would be a shared association.
Okay.
That's actually one of the issues that has, I think, gone into disrepair in that complex.
Well, I feel like I maybe noticed a pothole there, which is why I'm asking. But that's not the only area in Centerville, so I didn't want to say.
So Gina, like on a practical level, if there was a pothole, we would fill it. Say it's $1,000 to fill. You'd fill it, and then that $1,000 is prorated out amongst them.
Correct.
And that is one of the repairs that we want to take care of.
That makes a lot of sense. I just wanted to.
And where you see those in other private.
I wanted to see if I was understanding it correctly. This is way out of my league.
Where you see those in other private developments where they choose not to repair them,
right,
is their choice, which is unfortunate because their customers and patrons aren't too happy. But In theory, if we didn't like it, but three-quarters of the membership did like the potholes.
Then we'd be dealing with potholes.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate the effort to, you know, it's, I think it's important to keep up these types of areas. Lots of people do access them, and it's obviously an advantage to all that they operate and function correctly. So thank you.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions? Thanks.
Lisa, I had no substantive comments on this, just two minor typographical issues. Okay. Page numbering all say 2 of 20. So just like fix that.
Probably a red line issue.
No, it's okay. I totally get it. And then starting with Article 15, the font changes, and I'm OCD enough that I want them all to be. Actually, I it's weird because I was looking at the beginning font thinking, what font is this? And then it flips to Time New Roman at the end. I don't care what font it is. Just pick one.
That's my fault because we were doing a lot of red lines back, and I finally just had Word do the final.
It's cool. You guys will pick that. I just didn't know if anybody picked up.
Okay, when I do the clean, so that's at Article 15. The page numbering and commercially legal.
Commercially reasonable. I don't know if it states reasonable elsewhere throughout
the
document.
Right, I'll have to search that. Okay. Yeah. And we will also be adding
I just keyed in on
C.
that one.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, before we move on to item number 3, a motion on amended and restated grant of easements.
I move that we approve the amendments to the grant of easements and restrictions for the Centerville Corporate Park subdivision with the 3 revisions that we just discussed.
Second?
I have a second to that. Great. Director Summerhays.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Let's go to the last one. Let's go amended and restated bylaws of the Centerville Corporate Park Owners Association.
So this one is Exhibit A to the grant of easements and restrictions that you just approved, but I pulled it out just so you could see the red lines as its own document, and then we'll attach the clean as Exhibit A. But essentially, we're making similar changes to refer to amended and restated grant of easements and restrictions and the amended and restated bylaws. Also, you'll see some changes on noticing, so we can deliver by mail or email or hand delivery, and some of the changes referring to the delegation of duties to the manager. I think those are mainly the substantive changes. Yeah, in Article 5, talks about the manager.
Note applies to Article 5, Section 12.
Thing, yeah. So that'll be for both.
Along with the typo at the end of the first sentence, Board of Trustees. Sorry, Lisa, I caught that.
What section is that in?
Section 12 of Article 5 on compensation, Board of Trustees. There's just the S missing there.
Way to give it such a close review.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, see that. Anything else? See, the page numbers appear to work. This one.
And the font's
all the same, too.
Yeah. As a note, Lisa, I think you were alluding to this earlier. An association by state statute does have to meet annually.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to have one annual meeting and get together, so we'll try.
And notice it amongst the members. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We'll try to keep up on that.
One thing from a management perspective that we ought to think through is making sure there are reserves being pulled, or at least there should be a discussion, so that we found in commercial associations where there are not reserves accounted for, there is a big parking lot resurfacing or some other large expense, and some one or two members may be prepared to pay that expense and another member or two may not, and it causes conflict within the association. So just Nate, keep that in mind. I'm not suggesting we go to California. California law requires a reserve update can be completed like every 5 years that actually looks at every part of an association, and there has to be a reserve amount, and it has to be statutorily matched, associated with its length of life and et cetera. It's a pretty complicated process.
But. I vote against doing anything.
No, I agree with that.
I vote against following anything that California.
But the notion is a good notion in that you're saving up for future capital improvements.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, it's a good suggestion, especially as the infrastructure improvements are aging.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, because we're, again, 25 years old. I don't, you know, you get to that point of major capital repairs at that point.
So as we conclude these three items, I think it's a great thing that MTC has repurchased these lots, and we look forward to our continued relationship with them.
Yeah, good work on the documents.
Michael, are you okay on this one? Okay. So, Lisa, is it the RDA that is responsible yearly to make sure that our reporting's done and that sort of thing then?
Yes. Well, I think all the members of the association, but, you know, as the lead, or we can work with MTC, but I don't know who was in charge of getting the annual meetings together.
It would be the managers of the association. Yeah. So if it's the city manager is the president of the association,
the
as
officers.
Well as the officers, they would be responsible for.
Maybe we should, as we get it up and running, you know, we can reappoint those managers or officers.
And it's an opportunity to reappoint other individuals if we feel like we want somebody else to represent from a management perspective.
All right. Anybody want to make a motion on these amendments to the bylaws?
I move that we approve the amendments to the bylaws for the Centerville Corporate Park Owners Association.
Second.
All right. Director Heyman.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Staff considers those with the minor corrections that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the adding the S and. Yes.
With the typo, that's, that's not a substantive.
Well, typo plus the commercial reason.
Plus the. Was that also in the bylaws?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a compensation one.
All right, last thing is minutes and review and approval for the February 18, 2025 RDA minutes. Are there any changes that anybody noticed to that? So I'll look for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion that we approve the February 18th, 2025 RDA minutes.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
RDA is adjourned.